Daf is Daf Nun Gimel. We got to the last 8 lines or so of Nun Beis Nun Beis. The Gemara is about to ask a question. It says, Bai Rami Bar Chama. 8 lines up. So Bai Rami Bar Chama, Rova Atzamos Min Hashidra Vilgugolos Mai. Let's say you have the right amount of right shear, the Rova of the Atzamos you need, and it comes from a combination of the spine and the skull, Mai, what's Halacha? Do we say ki katani chatzi kav atzamos hechadika mishar evarav aval min hashidra vegulgolas dechamir afilu rova atzamos? So do we say when do you need chatzi kav? Chatzi kav is larger than a rova. Rova is a quarter. Chatzi is half. So when you say you normally need half a kav, which is going to be when a nazir, we're talking about a nazir, right? A nazir is not allowed. A nazir is sosa, ruins his count if he comes into contact with rova kav atzamos. He needs a chatzi kav atzamos. He needs half of a kav. So do we say half a kav is only true in a situation when there are other evarim? But maybe when it comes to shidra v'gugolas, which are now like the primary parts of the body, maybe even a rova, even a quarter of that amount of atzamos would be enough to be metame and nazir. Maybe we don't really care where the bone comes from, which bone it's talking about. You need a total of a chatzi kav and a rova wouldn't be enough. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Toshma Hashidra Vahagugolas, it says. Now which Bryce are we referring back to now? I assume from something we saw yesterday. So you see Tosos says in the bottom here, let's go back to the Mishnah, right? Where's that Mishnah?
We have the on the bottom of the base of counted 6 things or 7 things.
I think it's going back earlier. I think it's going back to the Mishnah Mem Tesem and Beis here. If you go to Mem Tesem and Beis just for a second, there the Mishnah says, Al Elu Tumos HaNazir Megalech. The following are Tumos that the Nazir would shave on and ruin his count. Al HaMeis, Val Kazayis Min HaMeis, Val Kazayis Netzel, Val Mele Tarvad, Rekev, Al HaShidra, Val HaGugolas, Al Ever. All these, he lists the whole thing. And in this list, it's included HaShidra HaGugolas. Sounds like it's no different than any other part of the body. And therefore, it would have to have the chatzi kav as well.
Still haven't answered shidra v'gugolas, so that means each individually or together.
Ein echanami, right? More left it as a shaila.
Chara, this is tali on that, right? Because if it means them individually, right? If it means them collectively, if it means them individually, then would you be able, even if, let's say, rova kav is good, would you be able to have both them combined? Or maybe it's not.
I'm not sure if it's Habahataya or not. So if you look at Tosos in the bottom, the last Tosos here, he says, He says, Amar Rava, Toshma Hashidra v'Hagilgoles, Dikatani b'Masnis, in the mission we just saw together, Mem Tesem Beis, Dinazim Megalech Aleihem, that which he writes, Shidra v'Hagilgoles, in that mission, Kisaka Daitach, Dileka Shidra v'Hagilgoles, Diles Be'Rova Atzamos. There is no bone, there is no, rather, skull and spine that does not have Rova Atzamos, meaning they all have Rova Atzamos. And the fact that was included in the Mishnah sounds like independently, if a Nazir were to walk into a room with a Shidra with a Gugolas and it would become Tameh, it certainly has a Rova Atamos, even though it doesn't have a Chatzi Kav.
I don't understand. I mean, when the Mishnah says a Kazayas of a Mace.
Right, so that's talking about it's separate cases. If
another separate case.
You know, say another part of the body, though.
No, but would it?
Buster.
So the bones aren't considered a mace.
Exactly, right? It's mace, but not buster. Different shiurim.
Different shiurim.
Exactly. So the shiur for bones normally is a chatzi kav, half a kav. So then we list separately in the Mishnah Shidra HaGugolas. Now those have a rova, they have a quarter, but they don't have a chatzi kav. So initially, the Gemara wants to bring a raya, so we see a rova of Shidra HaGugolas will be metame a nazir. And the Gemara responds, again, let's read that again. Arma Rava Toshma Hashidva HaGugolas V'Isaka Daitach, the Gemara explained. If you would have thought, yeah.
When he's saying here Rova Atzamot, meaning it's Rova Kav of a full Shidra and a full Gugolot that they add up to, that meaning, or because Shidra and Gugolot are only Metam if they are complete.
Are they? Yeah, I don't remember.
Didn't we learn that?
Was that Shalim by Shidra V'HaGugolas?
I think so, no?
I can't remember. If it is, then it is. If it's Shalim. I don't know if we saw Shalim by that. I know we saw discussion of Shalim. That was referring to another part of Asmali Tarvat, I thought, Rekev.
Meaning
okay.
Meaning the same way as Rov Minyan and Rov Binyan The same way as you can, the only metame, rov binyan and rov minyan, like we learned before, the shidran and gogel only is metame if it's full. That's
okay.
What we learned, if that if the ribs were missing, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, if it's broken, right.
Yeah.
And the kever is metari for them.
So here must be talking about a very small, right, rova gogel is 6x, right? We learned it's like,
I don't know.
I think we
You're cheating on the article there. I remember that.
Yeah,
okay, okay.
I think that's what it was. I think it has to be like a baby, but whatever.
Uh-huh. But even if it's a large one, it still might not be a chatzikav, though.
No, it might not be a chatzikav.
Right.
But now we're talking about a shidra that's a rova kav.
At least a rova. So
no, right, because it's rova plus rova of the it's shidra rova and gulgalat rova.
We're talking about together.
Right, he says that if there is a rova cup of the shidra and rova cup of the gulgalat, isn't that his question?
I thought the question was just a rova, not a chatzikav.
A rova of a kav.
Right, exactly. A quarter versus
a
half of a kav.
Half a kav.
If it was both quarter plus quarter and half, that's vadaif tamer. He wants to have it just a quarter.
Because they are more chamer than the other stuff.
Exactly.
Right? So it sounds like even if they're not entirely there,
right?
Doesn't it?
But then I see here they're explaining, we're talking about shleimim.
So it's, yeah.
Shleimim that are less than a chatzikav, but more than a rova of a kav.
Exactly.
So it's a qualifier then on what we thought before. Originally we thought that we thought shidra and gogolas, shleimim, are always going to be metame. This is essentially going to be a kula to that, because now we're learning that there's also a tanai in shidra gogolas, so that it has to be at least a certain shear.
For a nazir. I mean, we were talking about it, I think, in general, maybe. Were we talking about only in regards to a nazir up until now?
No, before the first mishnah we
cases.
Learned on Shabbos was general, not nazir. Right. And then it went to nazir.
Now we're talking about a nazir. Okay, you have to chazer these things. Okay. Let's make fine. So again, the Gemara says, "Amar Rava Toshma Hashidra Hagugolas." Those alone are going to be mitame, and they at least have a rova, even though they're less than a chatzikav. V'isakadaitach rova atamos daasim and shidra gugolas chamir. If one were to think that a rova atamos are more chamir and should be tame, if it's at least a rova, listening al rova atamos habim hashidra. The Misha should have been more precise and should have said, if a quarter of a shidra were to be present, and the nazir were to walk in that room, that would be mitame. And the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say that tells us that a quarter wouldn't be good enough. You need a shleimim, I guess.
You see from the Mefarish that he's learning this is going on the Braisa, not going on the Mishnah.
So there's a lot of confusion here.
He says that this is Rabbi Kiva. Should have said there that Rabbi Kiva and the Chamim are Cholek. Our Mishnah doesn't have Rabbi Kiva and Chamim Cholek. That's on Dafka on the Braisa. So you see from the Mefarish he's learning this is going on the Braisa.
Okay, so the Machlok gets Rashi and tells us which Mishnah, which Braisa this is going back on. So they're saying the fact that this wasn't listed either in the Mishnah or the Braisa tells us that a rova tamos habamin shidur is not going to be metame. You need a chatzikav even by these large bones, these essential bones of the skull and the spine. So the Gemara says, wait a second, the harava, the top of Nun Gimel Alf Nav harava, who isn't a rova, who says lo nitzucha elo l'shidur v'l'gugolas, shein bahen rova tamos. So what's this statement? If you look at the Gemara, the Rashi rather than the Mefarish, actually let's go to Tosos. Tosos says it's bold, but it's not large. It says Lo Nitzcha Ela L'Shidra L'Gugola Shein Ben Rova Atamos. Says Tosos Alma, the Rava Gufei Sphere Le Deika Shidra Gugola Is Less Ben Rova Atamos. He says that there's a skull and spine. It's possible to have it less than a quarter of a kav. Uliolam Eima Landa Afila Rova Atamos Habamina Shidra Gugola Is Nazir Meglech. Really, it can be. If there's only a quarter of a kav, it would be mitame. But Rava holds that there's a case where you could have a shidra and a gugol that's less than a quarter. Let's keep reading this Tosfos here. V'masnisin dekatani shidra v'gugol. It's a Mishnah that lists it. He's going back in the Mishnah according to Tosfos. Demash b'shleimim itzrich lashminan dafilu ein bem rova nazir magalech. Meaning it's possible to say Rava holds, really, in general, if there's a Rova of Shidra and Gilgolas, that Habba, that comes from a Shidra and a Gilgolas, would be Metame and Nazir. When the Mishnah lists them, it's referring to when they're Shalim, when they're small, when they're less than a Rova, they could still be Metame if it's Bishlemim. And therefore, there's no conclusion. Saying again, the Kasha was, the Mishnah says, you need Shlemim. So it really should have said Rova. No, what's going on is, the reason why I said Shleimim, because it's referring to a very small skull or a very small spine. That even though it's less than a Rova, if they're Shleim, it would be Megalech, and not it would be Megalech Lav. But if you have a large one, and if I take a quarter, amount of a quarter, from the skull, that also would be Metame Lefi Rova. So there's no clear answer from that Mishnah. So the Gemara says, three lines down, Basar Deshama Mir Kiva. These are all part of that statement here.
There's a
girsa, a bunch of girsa. Tosas talks about a girsa. The Gra talks about a girsa. The Gra takes it out. So either way, just take it out for the Gra and make it easier. And that was an outer raya. So the Gemara attempts to bring another raya. Tashma Shammai Omer. Shammai holds that etim echad minashidra or minagagoles. So he held, remember we had the Machlokis Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, and the third opinion was Shammai himself. So Beis Shammai said you need at least two or three bones to combine together. But Shammai said even if one bone was big enough, that would be Mitame. So Gemara says, Shiny Shammai, the Machmer Tzvei. Shammai is very, very Machmer. We don't hold of him. We're looking for, within the Rabbanan's opinion, what's Halach of a Rova. But you can't bring me a Raya from Shammai. So then the Gemara says, Lifshut Minei. So answer, why not use Shammai? Because time of the Shammai, the Machmir. Because only because Shammai is so Machmir, but Hal Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan, who are more Mekel, Adika Chatzikav Atzamos, they require Chatzikav.
I mean, you can't make a diuk from the Lashon of Shammai.
Exactly. Shammai is a Das Yachid. Dilma ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan led the Shammai ela betzim echad. Aval berova atamos afilu rabban modem. So maybe rabban. So first thing where I think maybe rabban completely argue need a chatzikaf and says no. Maybe rabban who argue and shami only argue with regards to one bone. One bone's not enough. But if you have multiple bones from if it amounts to a rova, then that why it might be metame. Even a quarter would be metame. So it's still an open question.
Does it have to be from the same body?
That was the discussion yesterday from Rabbi Kiva Chachamim from Shnei Mesim.
Right, that was one of the six. Right, so one of the six things.
Exactly. Right, I think a few of the six ones actually. We had Avram and a Mace from two different bodies. Avram and a Chai from two bodies.
I missed that time.
No, it's fine. Well, I don't remember what we just said 10 seconds ago, especially in this stuff. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Zekenim Harishonim Miktasin Hayu Omer Mechatikav Atamos." So it's a Zakenim Rishon, the earlier elders, among some of them, they would say a chatzi kavat samos and a chatzi lug of dam lechol, rova tamos revias dam lo lechol. So what does this mean? This needs some explanation here. So if you look at the Mefarish, says, looking at the. I'm going to toss this for a second. Look at the Mefarish. Fine. Mefarish says, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Zekenim harishonim miktosin hayu omrim mechati kav atamos vechati lugdam l'chol betami ba'ohel bein l'chumah bein v'kachim bein l'nazir v'osa pesach. Anybody who walks into an ohel with a half a kav of bones or half a lug of blood, whether it's going to be tami for chuma or tami for eating kachim, whether it's a nazir, whether it's for a person having to be makriv pesach, it's going to be metami everyone. But when it comes to a rova, only a quarter of a kav, or a vizadam, only a quarter of the dam, lolachol says the mefarish, mitame, it doesn't mitame everybody, kolomar afilu I echar mikulam ain't mitame, it doesn't mitame any one of them, none of them will become tame. Then, back to Gemara, excuse me, he says, umiktasan, some of these zikenim rishonim, hayu omrim, af rova atzamos, or vizadam, lachol. Even a quarter of a kav of bones and a quarter of a dam will also be mitame. Everybody.
And he says here that even the Nazir would be Megaleach.
And that's a raya that a Rova Kav will be Mitame.
Right.
I guess, okay.
Even for a Nazir.
And then comes along based in Shalachrim, the based in after.
We haven't seen that sheet though, because we've only contemplated Rova Kav for Shidra Lubolis.
And this seems to be all bones, right? Yeah. Okay. Then the basin shelachre and the basin that followed, I guess followed after the zakenim harishonim, Amru they said, chatzi kav atzamos vechatzi logdam l'chol. So that's like the first part of the zakenim harishonim. Rova atzamos revias dam l'chum of a kodshim of a lola nazir. it's enough to metame a person who's going to eat truma or eat kachim. He's not disqualified from eating until he becomes tamar. But if a nazir were to encounter these bones in the room of a rova, it wouldn't affect him, or nor would it affect osa pesach.
So that's some pshara here. This, is that if a nazir goes into a room that has, let's say, rova kav, he still has to be toivel for to eat truma, but it doesn't affect at all his naziris.
Exactly, that'd be an interesting case, right? That's pretty interesting.
I mean, probably that's what happens.
Yes, I guess a nazir. That seems to be a tartik de sasre, though. I wonder what would happen in that case. If a nazir were to eat truma, what would happen? That's a good question. I would imagine it would require some explanation. A nazir, he's still a nazir, but he has to be matar himself vis-a-vis eating truma. Happens to be a large discussion here, but I don't see about this particular case. Okay.
Right,
so either way, that this is the pshara. The Beis Nachman made this pshara that half a kav, everyone agrees half a kav, not everyone, but half a kav is metame, a quarter of kav is only metame with respect to Shuman and Kajim, but not with respect to Nazir and Osef Pesach. So the Gemara says, Michti, let's analyze this for a moment. Ein hachras shlishis machras. The third opinion is not going to be decisive here. So what are you saying by this? Why? What's the klal here?
It says if you have a shnei ksuvim hamachshim as a.
I thought we do based on machria.
Problem is this guy is not really being machria.
Ah no! If you look at Tosos, you see Tosos, yesh mefarshim hachra shlishis. See Tosos, it's the middle of based him. So he says yesh mefarshim hachra shlishis. Hainu tamidim. She based in acharon hayu tamidim lizakein harishon. They were tamidim. Upar parach v'ha ein hachra shlishis machras basra.
So what happens is that the Rishonim, they made no difference between Pesach and Nazir and the other ones. So it's not the Hachra according to
them. Well, that's what I end up saying exactly. It's not Hachra.
Right.
So
Hachra because they both agree that everybody's the same. And you're coming ahead and you're saying, no, for this one's it's this, for that one's that.
Right, so he's changing. Right, it's not.
It's because it doesn't ideologically because align with other than.
Right, exactly. He doesn't go to any of them. He's actually.
Achra has to be where they give their reasons and he has some combination of both them. As opposed to, let's just make a pshara, like an arbitrary pshara, half here, that's not called hachra. Hachra is when he uses both reasons together and he merges a combined reason. So that's what's going on here. So therefore, how can we paskin like based in shachraim? It's not a hachra. It's not a hachra of the reasons. It's a safe way to deal with it, but. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi mipi shmua amru mipi chagai sechari malachi. So apparently they had a certain Masorah, they didn't create it, they weren't trying to be Machriya, they had this Masorah of this what was the Halacha from these great Nevi'im. And therefore it's not because of a Hachra, it's because of a Psak that they had.
So it's not, this point here isn't tied directly to our last discussion about the Shidurim and Golas, but the point is that the third opinion here is the only one that works with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that you hold Rova Kav by Nazir and Chatzi Kav by everything else. Has to be like this third opinion.
No, Rova, this is saying that Rova Atamos does not work by Nazir, does not affect the Nazir.
Right.
I had it backwards. Was it
Rova
Chatzikav for Nazir and Rova Kav for everything else? That's our mission of this third opinion,
right?
Essentially.
Right.
So otherwise, there's no distinction.
We asked yesterday why, you know, what's the story, why didn't they mention certain things? So they said that in Nazir, they took out certain things. The mission was only talking about Nazir. That was one of the answers. And that's why we said that it was Rova Kav, because otherwise it would be Chatziakav. I think that's what it was.
Okay. Gora now says in the bottom here, two dots, four lines up, Al-Elu Ha-Nazir Megalech. So the Mishnah said the following are a list of things that if a Nazir were to come into contact with, would shave his hair. So al elu dereshil mutay. What's al elu? It's an extra word. Just list it. Why on these? So we know every word in the Mishnah is teaching us something. So what's al elu coming to teach us? Dereshah. The al elu appears in the beginning of the Mishnah. The Gemara says lemutay. It's coming to exclude a case. Etem kisora dal magov amaso in val ahalo lo. That if there's a small bone the size of a kisora. That's the shear of how large a bone has to be for it to be metame. But if it's only mamish like a kisora and less than a kazayas, so then it's going to be metame if he carries it or if he touches it. But if he's in the ohel with this, that's not going to be metame. Only on these listed, as opposed to that which isn't listed, as opposed to the etzem kisora, is not metame ba'o. Val elu the sefer, the Gemara says. What about the elu, the word al elu, these that appear in the sefer, is also extra? Lemut is coming to exclude a case of even haschuchis. So even haschuchis, Rashi explains, and the Mefarsh explains here. Actually, let's look at Tosa a little shorter here. Maybe not short, just wider lines. Tosa says, Ailu de Seifel Mute Evan Haschochis. So he says that Evan Ha Mesech Al Haaretz, if there's a stone that's hovering over the ground, V'yeshne Avanim O Shloshe Yotzim Min HaGeder, and there are two or three stones protruding from the fence. I'm not getting the image so much here, but let's read this. V'tuma Atachas Achas Men, and the tuma is below one of them, vavar tachas achas man, and a person who goes on the veinu de im ha'al al tuma. So I guess what's happening here is there's a fence and there's some stones sticking out, and there's tuma underneath one of the stones. On the other stone there is no tuma, and he walks under one of the stones. Wasn't sure which ones he walked under, so that's the case of
evan. Suffolk, or because the wall is connected.
I thought because of suffolk, meaning. If this one has tuma and this one doesn't, if you walk onto this one, you're fine. You walk on this one with the tuma, it's not fine. Yeah.
So you're saying the reason why it's fine is because you're not sure. Why is it? So it's 50-50?
Yeah. So normally it's a...
Or you're going to say that being at the one wall, you're all under one part of it.
If you're under that, you're considered part of that one also?
I don't know. I mean,
right.
I don't know.
So
I can hear it either way.
It seems that he doesn't know. If he would know for sure that the mess wasn't under that one, there would be no issue. The problem is he doesn't know.
Right.
Right. Right.
That's what it seems from
the fact that they're connected to each other seems to have played some role in this, right? Because otherwise, what does it have to do? You could have just brought any case of suffix toma.
I think that's just a...
I think it's because, you know, because it's easier to make a confusion because the guy built, he built the wall and he had stones coming out and he wasn't really sure. Mm-hmm. I think it's because it's like one unit, not because from Halacha, I think more like it's easier to make a mistake.
I hear what, I don't think it's either because they're connected, but it's still why this type of case. Yeah. Maybe it's a likely circumstance.
So if he knows that he didn't walk under that one, so that's like, you don't need a wall for that. Any
oil. Yeah, right.
What's the
it could be that just it was a common case that the walls weren't made so even, so it's common that they'll. Now my question is that there's a rule we have throughout Shas that exactly.
What
the klal is we learn on from Sota the gzeir shava nitma nitma that safek tuma brishis harabim we say is tahor, and safek tuma brishis hayachid is tame, so there shouldn't be a special din here. It should be just a regular case of Safek Tumma. So,
Farish learns between the Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos isn't clear between the Rosh Hashanah.
Cemetery is a...
We don't know if it's a cemetery necessarily. It could be just a stam wall. It doesn't say that's necessarily a cemetery.
So also, which side of the wall? The same wall could be... One side could be Rosh Hashanah.
That's true. That's true also.
It could be that Tosfos isn't learning Rosh Hashanah and the Mefarish who is learning Rosh Hashanah is learning a different case. Because it sounds like he's talking about just a stone the person sits on or something.
This is very confusing to me. When you say the word Mefarish, are you talking about Rashi?
Yeah, sorry. This is not Rashi on the Nazir. It's not Rashi.
Oh.
That's why we refer to him as Mefarish. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. You said it was Rashi.
This is the five towns. We call things a little differently.
Right, I know that. I thought it was okay. I missed something.
We learn differently, you know.
There are many impersonators.
So it's called the Mefarish. So who wrote it?
It's attributed to someone in the base Medrash or family of Rashi. There's no question about that. The question is who? Maybe the Rivan, if it's possible. So I don't know.
See, in the Durham, there's no argument. Okay. Sorry.
It's fine. Okay. So I'm not exactly. It's 727. I'm not exactly sure this case. Like what's Correct. Unique about it? There's not much going on here on the side either in the back.
I think that there's one before us that Eben Eschuska is completely something else. Hainu Eben Shekufa Shesochim Veroim Darka, which I don't know what it means. Veina Meviatumat Ohem. I don't exactly also what it's saying. Shesochitena Meohalot.
Unfortunately, these things are very foreign to us, all the Tumah stuff. Okay, the Gemara says the last line of the Amud here, Chati Kava Tzamos. If it's a Chati Kava Tzamos, and the Nazir walks into this Ohel, he's Metame. So the Gemara says on the top here, Amud Beis, Chati Kava Tzamos in Rova Tzamos Lo. Only if it's half a Kava, but if it's a quarter of a Kava, it's not enough. It's Metame the Nazir. So, Hei Chidami, Ilei Med Isbehun Atzamos Kisora. If they have an Ashir of bones, like the amount of a barley, Tape Le Mishim Atzam Kisora. Why do you have to mention Rova Atzamos? Just mention Etzem Kisora. So, Ela de'akmach akmuchi. So, look at the Mefarish. The Mefarish says, Chatzi kava Atzamos, top line, Metame olav amago v'amasova aholo. It's Metame if you touch it, if you lift it, or if you go into an ohel, if it's a Chatzi kava. While Rova Atzamos, if it's a quarter, lo Metame v'afila amago v'amasova, it's not Metame at all. So, Gemara says, wait a second. If it's talking about a situation where it's Etzem Kisora, Rashi says, the Mefarish says, Tepik lemishim Etzem Kisora, v'mayir Rova. Ella dakmuch akmuche sheshachkan dak harbe. It was ground very finely. Kimo kemach shenitchan shein bo etzem kisara, where there was no bone, no part that was the size of a barley. It was made into dust, into powder. And kamash melam, we're learning from this case, d is bechatzikav. If there's an amount of all this bone dust of a chatzikav, it's matame al magova al masova al olo. If it's pachas michi achetukav, if it's less than that amount, afilo al mago ein matame lefishein bo etzem kisara. So that's what we're learning from the Mishnah. Even if it's ground into powder, if it's a chatzikav, it's still metame, otherwise not. The next Gemara says, Al Eivrim and Ames, Al Eivrim and Achaya, Sheishal and Basar Karoi. A limb of the dead person or a limb of even from a live person has a flesh, has some skin on it, would be metame. Ain Alein Basar Karoi Mai. Let's say it doesn't have a Karoi, the flesh like it's supposed to. What does Karoi mean? Just what it should have, what's normal? Not enough skin to allow it to live.
Right. So okay. If it was connected to a body, it would survive.
It would regenerate itself.
Okay. So it doesn't have enough skin to regenerate itself. So again, ein alei and basa kroy mai. V'yochan amar, ein anasa megalechlin. It seems pretty clear. And it's not namatame. And nazir wouldn't shave. Rabbi Yochanan, what's Rabbi Yochanan's raya? Like we just said, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Hanazim Megalechlin Hadahak Katani Bereisha Al Eivrim Enamets Aval Eivrim Enachai V'chulei Sheyesh Alav Kazayis Baser In Aval Ein Alem Lo. It's clear from the Mishnah. It has to have a shear of flesh of Kazayis. Less than that, it wouldn't be Metame. Rish Lakish Amar Megalech. You do shave. Mitelo Katani B'Seifa. It doesn't repeat it again in the Seifa. What's the diak here? You go back to Mem Testament days, right? He said it doesn't give an example of one that has less than Kazayas. Okay. Fine. So let's go, let's continue, and then I'll have to run downstairs. No, anything that's inferred from the first half is not needed to be stated in the second half. But what do you mean? How chatzi kav atzamos demashma chatzi kav atzamos in rov atzamos lo? It's clearly implied from the first mishnah that it excludes rov atzamos, but yet katani b'seifa rov atzamos. So why is it mentioned in the seifa? It didn't need to be learned. It was inferred from the beginning. Hasam ilav rov atzamos. If it didn't mention rov atzamos in the seifa, which we have yet to see, I would have thought afila amagov amasol lo. Even for touching, even for lifting, there would be no tamay for rov atzamos. Lahalchi tzrich lemisay rov atzamos dal ahalen hudein anazim meglech. Only on an oil with them, it's not metame, but for a touching, it will be. You could have inferred from the first Mishnah that a quarter of a dam wouldn't make mitame, but yet still Katani Basefa lists in the Mishnah Revi's dam. So he explained again, that's coming to exclude the position of Rabbi Kiva. Dam Rabbi Kiva Revi's dam haba b'shemesim mitay ba'ol. So to exclude the case of he holds of a two dead bodies combined to Revi's dam, that is mitame ba'ol. Comes to teach me in the later Mishnah, which we'll see tomorrow, Mitzvah, that's not mitame. Alright, so let's stop here. That's a little early.
I think the Kaddish and Rish Lakish is going to be stronger. The Gemara doesn't seem to ask yet, maybe a little, but when the Rish Lakish, what does it say? I'll buy Abraham and